Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Chaf Beis, the 22nd daf here in Maseches Kilayim, and we are on Chaf Aleph from a Beis, by the Gemara. So we had yesterday, we had the Shiurim, the Daraisa Shiurim, the Darabanan Shiurim, the Mishnah listed off the Darabanan Shiurim, how much space is needed for Tfua b'tfua, two different types of grains, two different types of vegetables. What if you have a grain and a vegetable? We had the shiurim given. There was a machlokas about the last one. Rabbi Eliezer said, if you have a grain field and you want to be somech vegetables, that was a machlokas. Do you go by beis rova? Do you go by six tfachim? So that was the discussion from yesterday. So Rabbi Bun, where the Gemara starts. Rabbi Bun barchia b'shem Rabbi Zeira. Lo shanu. So the first half of the Mishnah said, which the Gemara is commenting on, first half of the Mishnah said is that the area of separation does not have to be area that is potentially plantable. And then I didn't plant in it, and therefore everybody knows that this is for the separation, even if it's not plantable, even if it is rock, even if it is full of water, even if it is other items, achilas agefen, one of them, right, the area around the vine that is designated for the avoda of the vine, all of that is included in the amount. So Rabbi Bun Barchia B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Lo Shanu Ela Achila Sagefen. Only the work area of the vine around is included in the area of separation. But Hagefen Atzma, but the Gefen itself, meaning the land under the Gefen itself, Lo, that is not included. You don't count that. Why? Lama? Rabdeshi Hasura Bahanaya. Because that's Asur Bahana. Asur Bahana to plant there, and because it's Asur Banah, that cannot count as part of the separation. The Gemara is going to ask, there are other items in the Mishnah that are also Asur, we'll get to that. But look at the Mara Folda, she Asur Banah, she Asur Banah, kishenichnas betoch hashisha litfua, vidavar she Asur Banah, inu nechshev lehefsik. Something that is Asur Banah cannot be called a hefsik. And the Rav Chaim Knievsky adds, velo dummy lesela. It's not similar to a rock. There's a difference between impossible and halachically problematic. Even if something is impossible to plant, like on a rock, that still counts if it's impossible. Only if halachically you can't, that doesn't count. Interesting. Pashas is good. This is all about a Mar Zion issue. When people see the rock included, they'll include that. But when people see the Geffen included, they wouldn't assume that that would be part of the separation, because that is Asur Bahana anyway. Sometimes we find there are different types of realities. There's the reality of halacha and the reality of physical reality. We quote in this context, we quoted it numerous times over the past couple of weeks, the Ran and Nadar, Madafin and Beis, where the Ran discusses the idea of Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Right? Dover Sheish Lamatirin is not Batel. Midrabanan. Why isn't it Batel? So Rashi, at the beginning of Beis, says, well, you might as well wait. Why rely on Bittel? You might as well wait. Asher Tochlena B'Isher Tochlena B'Heter. So that's why it's not going to be included. But the Ran has a different fancy Chiddush, where he says, on Daf Nun Beis Ibn Aleph, in Meseches Nedarim, that it's similar to Rebbe Yehuda's Min B'Mino Lo Batel. Rebbe Yehuda's Min B'Mino Lo Batel. Why? Rebbe Yehuda says, in the case by the blood of the cow and the blood of the goat on Yom Kippur, the Torah still calls it the blood of the goat even after it's mixed in with the blood of the cow. Why is that? Min b'mino lo batel. So says the, what's the svar for that? So explains the Ran, because in order for bittul to take place, you need a clash. You need a fight. And one overpowers the other one. But if they could coexist, if they're friendly, if they could coexist with each other, so then there's no bittul. Shekol davar shehu doma lechaveiro, eino machlisha umevatlo, ela ma'amido umechazko. Right? If it's similar to its friend, it doesn't weaken it, but it just strengthens it. Umishemachi, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds by all isurim, min b'mino lo batel. The Rabbanan argue on that. But they hold of the Yesod. They hold of the Yesod that bittul can only take place when there is a clash. Tekiva dachat aser v'chat shari, but says the Chachamim, you go by halachic realities. And therefore, if one is Asra and one is Mutter, that's not called Min B'Mino. That's called Min B'Shein O'Mino. Shein Roy Lelech Acher Dimyonan Be'etzem Ela Acher Chilukan Be'Isser Ve'Heter. That's the Svar of the Rabbanan. So, explains the Ran, that's the Svar for Dover Sheish L'Matirin. Dover Sheish L'Matirin even though it is usur right now, but it's going to become mutter. Because it's going to become mutter, so it's too, T-O-O, too similar to the heter that it was mixed up in, and therefore there's not going to be any bittul. That's the Ran. But you see from that Ran, the idea of halachic realities versus physical realities, and that's similar to what's going on here. The physical reality of impossibility of planting, that counts as part of the hefsek, but the halachic realities does not, right? And that's what the Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya says in the name of Rabbi Zeira. That's why the Avodas HaGefen will count, but the Achlas HaGefen, but not the Gefen itself, because it is Aser Behana. Says the Garba, wait a minute. The Mishnah had another item that counted as part of the hefsek, and that's also Aser Bana. Vare HaKever, Aser Bana. A Kever is also Aser Bahana, it's also to get benefit from a mace or any Mishamshe HaMace. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Well, Daf Mem Zayin, but the source for the Isser Hana from a mace is that it is compared to Egla Arufa. Mem Zayin of a base towards the bottom says the Gemara is Xer Shava, Sham Sham Me Egla Arufa. Ma Egla Arufa, the anonymous corpse. Bazmana Mitzura, Hainami Bazmana Mitzura. It is usher to get any benefit. Right? In the earlier Gemara spoke about a kever chadash, a kever yadua, kever v'chulu, different types of of kvaris. But that's what we paska, that a mace and mishamshia mace, the things connected to the mace, are all usher behana. So that's the Gemara's question here. So a kever is also usher bana. So therefore, how could you count that as part of the separation? What's the difference between kever and gefen? Right, they're both usher bahana. Answer. Kever eini sura nikar. We're talking about a case of a kever that is not marked. It's an unmarked kever. It's an unmarked kever. The whole thing we're talking about here is marasayin. So if people know it's a kever, you're right. If it's a clear marked kever, then it cannot count as a as part of the hefsek. But we're talking here about a case where the kever is not nikar, and therefore it could count as part of the hefsek, because that's what people will think. The idea of marking kfaris, we know, is an important minhag, and maybe even in the halacha. Right? We know the Gemara tells us in Meseches Bava Basra about Rabbi Bana'a, the Gemara tells us, Bava Basra, Nun Ches Amin Aleph. Nun Ches Amin Aleph, what Rabbi Bana'a used to do in his free time. In the Bavli, Nun Ches Amin Aleph, Rabbi Bana'a, have become a Tzayin Ma'arta. Rabbi Bana'a used to go around and mark kfaros. Who is Rabbi Bana? Says Rashi there. Rabbi Bana, maybe this is the Rashbam already. Rabbi Bana, Adam Gadol v'chashiv haya. He was a chashiv person. Lefichach nitan lo rishus likanes begivrei tzadikim. He used to go around to give his tzadikim to mark them. He didn't want the kohanim to become tamei. Aval acher lo. Kidamrin and gadolim tzadikim b'misasan yosemi b'chayeyim. V'yenichlas b'ma'aros. He used to go around into the caves. U'modein midas erkan mibifnim. Measure the inside measurements. V'acharkach modein mibachutz kinegdan. And then mark ups on top of the ground. V'asa shem tziyun sid. Used to make a tziyun, a mark of a plaster, kedila hakir makom hatuma v'lo yaviu taros derakan shol yahil al kever. So it wouldn't be mahil on the kever. Used to go to kivrei tzadikim. By the way, this is also one of the important makoros for kivrei tzadikim being matame. And we know kivrei tzadikim. There are those that say, if I'm a kohen, I can still go to kivrei tzadikim because kivrei tzadikim don't die with a malchamaves. They die with a neshika, and it's not matame. This is one of the sources that tell us that no. Everybody has tumas meis, right? Even atzmos Yosef, the Gemara says, right? One of the opinions why the Pesach Sheni Jews were tamei because of atzmos Yosef atzadik. Don't get a greater tzaddik than Yosef. Okay, so Rabbi Yonah used to go around and mark kvaris. Kimata lamarta da Avraham. He came to Ma'aras HaMachpela. Ashkeche Eliezer, Eved Avraham. Tekoi kami baba. He found Eliezer, the Eved of Avraham, that was sitting outside the cave. The Rashi quotes Meseches Derech Eretz. There are seven tzaddikim that never died. And one of them is Eliezer, Eved Avraham. Well, Eliezer didn't die, even though Avraham did die. Interesting. Amarle, Maikav et Avraham. So he goes to the door, and he asks for Eliezer, knew what's Avraham doing? Amarle, Gani, and there's so much symbolism here, Gani v'kanfa de Sarah, he is sleeping in the lap of Sarah. V'kama'ayna le bereshe, and she is looking into his hair, and combing out his hair. Amarle, zil emale benakoy ababa. Go tell him Rabbi Bana is here. Go tell him, you know, that here's my calling card. Give me Rashbam. Tainli Rishus Likanes. Amarle Leo. He says, come in. Made the idea. The Yetzer. Bahai Almaleka. You could go in. You don't have to go in. They don't need any privacy. Rashbam. They ain't got chutzpah. The Iganana. Ba'anpa. Ba'kan Fadisara. Right? It's not because there's no Yetzahara. You have to be Tanua. Leka. Ayin Vidnafak. Kimatamardas. Then he did his measurements. Did his measurements for Chulu. And it talks about Adam Rishon also. Yatsa Baskal Vyamra. In by Adam HaRishon. Interesting. So this is one of the sources about Siyun Kfaris. It's an idea of being Mitzai in the Kever, not just for Kavod HaMeis, so somebody knows that this person has a Kever, but Mishum Tumas Kohanim, to make sure that Kohanim don't come here, we don't want them to get into trouble. Tosfos, the Ritva, the other Rishonim here, ask a simple question. We know, there's a machlokas, Tanoim and Mesechus Ohalos, but we paskin that only Kivrei Yisrael are Matami Ba'ohel. Kivrei Akum, maybe Metame Bamaga. But we paskin, Machlokas 3, Shidis in the Tanoim, but Metame Goyim are not Metame Ba'oel. Say, ask Tosfos. We're talking about Avraham Avinu. Did Avraham Avinu, was he Jewish? Do you have the status of a Jew or a Ben Noach? Right, or Adam Arishon? Says Tosfos is Kasha. Vim Tomar, Va'ein Kivrei Ovde Kochavi Metame Ba'oel, Vishum De'ein Kruyin Adam, V'yafil Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan who argue on Rav Shimon Ba'yachai. The Amri de Matam Ba'oel, even the Rabbanan who say that a Naju is Matame Ba'oel, become Akum, but Kever Shalafnea Dibur, Lomar Balabinazir, El in Yinagia. But here we're not talking about a Goy, Bismanazir, we're talking about B'nai Noach earlier. So who says that there is Tumah? Says Tosfos is Kasha. How could Avraham Avinu have been Matame? That's what Rabbi Bana was marking for Maras Mapela, right? Goyim or not, Matame Ba'oel. Answer, Avram is not a Ben Noach. Avram is not a Goy, right? Major Machlokas, the whole Parshas Drachim, the Sefer of the Mishnah Melech is written about this topic, about what's the status of the Bnei Noach before Matan Torah. V'yesh Lomar, what's the status of the Jews and the Avos before Matan Torah. V'yesh Lomar, to Avram Nikra Adam, to Ksiv Ha'adam HaGadol, V'chein Adam HaRishon, they are considered Adam. Interesting. It doesn't say the words that Avram is considered a Jew. It doesn't say that. It said Avram is considered enough Adam, and that's the drasha. Atem kriyim Adam ve'inov tekachavim kriyim Adam. So from Tosfos, if you just had Tosfos, you could just read it as Tosfos is saying that they're Jewish. But if you contrast that with a more positive or stronger lashon, look at the Ritva. The Ritva there in Baba Asra Nunches asked the same kasha. Rabbi Bana used to be Mitzayin Bamarta Pirish Lashmar Osei Taras Fakonim Shalo Yahilo Alkvars V'yesh Makshim Lama Mitzayin Marta to Avram Ba'adam Da Kivri Koyim Afilu Shalafnei Adibar Einem Atamin. Answer, Tirtzu Betosfus Da Avram Avinu Shahaya Navi V'kiyim Kala Torah Kula Dino Hu Ki Yisrael. He has the status of a Jew. Adam Rishon Navi Haya, Adam Rishon also was a Navi. So they were considered Jewish, Ki Yisrael. Tosfos didn't have that strong formulation. Tosfos just said, they're enough Adam to be included in the Pasuk. Maybe they're somewhere in between. If you look at the Nemuki Yosef, right here above Basra, it's all right here, three Shitas, he has a third opinion. He had a third opinion. This Gemara is going according to the Shita, that a Goy is Metame Ba'ohel. Right, third opinion. They are Goyim. They're not considered Jewish. Says the Nebuki Yosef, on the Dafi Arif. He says, V'ndimikan nira kipir shemirotam. T'pasa karabanon. T'pligia leder rishum bayachai. V'sabri t'kivri over the gochavim etamen ba'oel. That's the Pasha. To Avraham mi b'nei Noachai. So Avram was b'nei Noach. So there's a day. Day in the Nebuki Yosef. Miu efshar dafilum adamar ein kivri over the gochavim etamen hacha mishum negiyahu. Maybe here they're worried about touching. They're not just worried about Ohel, but either way, the Muki Yosef seems to say that the Avos had the status of Goyim. So three sheets is Tosfos, somewhere in the middle. The Ritva, they were Ki Yisrael. The Muki Yosef, they were Ki B'nei Noach. Again, big topic, 2 days in the Ramban also, the end of Parshas Emor. This is the sugya. But anyway, that's related to Tziyun Kfaris, and that's what the Gemara says. Back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, isn't a Kever also Asur Bahana? And therefore you should not count it in the distance of Havdalah? The answer is, well, nobody knew it was a Kever. That's why it was able to be counted. The whole issue here is Marasayin. So the Gemara says, okay, what about the other item in the Mishnah? Va'avodas hagefen ein Asur Bahanaya? Well, we're going to learn, as we get into the later Prakim, all about Kilei HaKerem, and the separation needed from a vine is 6 tefachim, and the separation needed from a vineyard is 4 amos. So here, Even the avod, the Gemara said, avodas hakerem counts, but not the kerem itself. But avodas hakerem is also aser bano. You're not allowed to go in that area that's close by. So the Gemara says it must be that our Mishnah is following the shita of Rabbi Yishmael, who argues elak Rabbi Yishmael. To Rabbi Yishmael, Amar ein avoda legefen yichidus. Rabbi Yishmael says there's no avoda, there's no that shear of six tfachim that we said for one vine. That's not agreed upon lekuli alma. Not everybody agrees to that. And therefore, it must be that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yishmael, who does not require any shears. That's why it's mutter. So the question is, if it's like Rabbi Yishmael and you could actually plant there, then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush that leaving that unplanted is going to count? Obviously, it's going to count. What, just telling you that you should know this is Rabbi Yishmael shita? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says here, vad itzrach lash miinan. Bimastisan de ole hainu mishum de ein derech lizroa etzel hagefen shetzarach la lavodasa. Even according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you're allowed to, there's no issue of kilayim, but most people do not. Most people don't plant in that area because that would ruin the vine, and if it would ruin the vine, that would be problematic. If it would ruin the vine, and therefore it's not the derech, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You might, even though it's not the derech to plant there, it could still count as part of the separation. Okay. We skip the next couple of words. All right, Kever, the Mefarshim take it out. We're going to start with Tua. One thing I forgot to mention, I wanted to mention before, when it related to the Isser Hanah of a mace. What exactly is the Isser Hanah? Obviously, everything used for a mace is also Asser Banah. What about the dirt on top of a mace? Isn't that what we're talking about here, the dirt? So is that Asr Banah, the dirt? So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. So if you say the dirt is not Asr, so then you might have to say that this is a Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. If you say that the dirt is Asr in some way, so then you could say everybody agrees. But this is discussed in the Tur in Simen Shin Samach Dalad. Shin Samach Dalad. The Tur says, Kever Asr Bahana. A Kever is Asr Bahana. V'davka kever shel binyan, only a kever that's a structure. Aval karka olam shel kever, but just the ground, karka olam, ain't a nesaris. It's not nesar. If it is a mechubar, so it's the ground. Just like the Gemara says that if you bow down to a mountain, it's not going to be usher because the gods on the mountains, not the gods that are the mountains. That's what the Torah says. But then he calls Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Calls Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Piskei Rid, Sheha Afar, Shemachasin Bo Hameis, Besocha Kever, Asr Bahana. But the dirt that you used to cover the Kever is Asr, because that was detached. The Talish, Elabasov Chibrahu, Vechashiv Kitalish. It was detached, and now it's attached again. You took it out, and then you put it back on the mace. So that is going to be Nesar. That's going to be Nesar. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in a tshuva, Tzimin Memhei, that maybe only Nesar eladavka kashir kisui pene hames, shezel l'chavan hames. Avamashu hu lamala mizeh, what's above that, maybe yesh lomer dotsim rakshi yakar kashave. That's not davka for the mace, you're just covering up to make everything equal. Okay, but either way, this is a discussion by Talosh ulabasav chibro. If you take some of the dirt and then put it back on, so that's a question, how do you understand this Yerushalmi, and whether there's any issue between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, by the two dots, Tua b'tfua beis rova. The Mishnah said that the difference between Tua and a Tfua, how much separation you need, a beis rova, like the Rambam said, 10.2 by 10.2. Ubavad shalotei chavusha me'arba ruchoseha. As long as you have this separation, it's good, as long as it's not surrounded. You don't have one min that's surrounded on all sides. You don't have it that's surrounded on all sides. That's called chavush. Chavush is a problem. The Achronim notice that the Rambam doesn't quote chavush. So does he not hold of it? Does he read a Gemara that you don't have it? The Rechai Kadievsky understands the Gemara later on the Daf as a question, even though all the Mefarshim as a statement. But if you look at the Radvaz and the Mari Kukris, they both say the same thing. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halach in Gimel Tes, the Rambam says, Sadeh Shai says, Ruah min tvua ubikesh, lizruah betzida min tvua acher, b'sad acheres. You have a field that's planted with tvua and you want to plant betzida. That word betzida, says the Radvaz, that's exactly what chavush, he's coming to exclude chavusha. That's why he says bitzida, at its side. You can't do it all around. But if you want to plant at its side, these are the rules. And that's what he says. Venira drabenu, this is with the Radvaz. Venira drabenu bikesh latakinze, b'mashakasav, ubikesh lezroa bitzida, mashmedavka bitzida, velo be'em sa'a. That's the Radvaz, and then Mari Kirka says the same thing. Dafka bitzida, velo besvivo se'a, bidal ruchos, rakzorch shianiach lefachos, Ruach achas psucha, so it's not chavusha. So the Rambam does quote it in his own way. So that's what the Gemara says. As you can have this space, as long as it's not surrounded. Reb Zeira boy kumi Reb Yosi kianan amrin. Reb Zeira said in front of Reb Yosa that when we say this hada bika simona, he says hada this bika, this valley of Simon ein zaron l'tochel l'minechad b'vad. Similar to what we said, you can't have one min that totally surrounds the other min. If you have one min within a fenced off area, so that also does not allow to any other min. You can't have two minim in a fenced off area. What is this fenced off area? So different pshatim given here. If you look in the Rasilio, he says, we're talking about a case, this Bika Simona is surrounded by very tall cliffs and mountains, and it's Ki'ilu that it's fenced in. Ki'ilu is fenced in. Bika, says the Rasilio, Shahayu Saviva Harim Shashipuan Zakuf Ma'od, it's very steep. Vasur Lizrah Bashne Minim Tavi Chavusha, you can't plant two minim in there because it's Ki'ilu, it's surrounded by a fence. If you look in the Marafolda, he says, no, this is just talking about a case, regular case of Chavush. Right? You can't put two minim. The Bikas Samunya was a Bika, Shel Osamakam Shumukefes, Tvua was around it. The entire Tvua was around it, so you can't put two minim. Afilu marchi kashir, holu mukafin tua. If it's surrounded, so it is a problem. So this is, like we said, a few days ago, that a mechitza could be lahakel or lahachmir. Remember that line? Lahakel is a separation, right? You have a separation, so you don't need, we've added a daf chaf, but aleph. We have, let me read the line again. Vegeder yishba lahakel, yishba lahachmir. Hechavida. So again, if it's, you don't have enough space and you put a wall there, that's lakula. But then, hekifu gader, Mutter, base rova babika, mutter lizra boshne minim, hikifu gader, usser. Right, if you put together around the whole bika, then it's usser, because then it's all included within a certain expanse, and that is not allowed. Okay. Rebbe Lezer Omer Vachulu. So if you look back to the Mishnah said, tvua betvua is a base rova, 10.2 by 10.2, amos. Ayarak, six tvachim. What was the case of Machlokes? Planting vegetables next to a grain field. Yerek Betfua. So the Tanakhama says that's also base rova. You go by the larger amount. And Rebbe Eliezer says no. A row of vegetables could be even just six tvachim. Just six tvachim separation. So the Gemara says, this is what Rebbe Eliezer said to the Rabbanan. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Masiv Rebbe Eliezer. The word Masiv here does not mean question. The Rasilio says here, Masiv means that Lashon Tshuva hu. Below Lashon Kushya. It's a discussion. It's part of the discussion. It's not a question how Masiv usually means. So Masiv Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan, Rebbe Lezer, who has the smaller shear, he says six tvachim is enough for Yerek Betfua against the Rabbanan. So he says the Rabbanan, Kama de Islachon Kal Bishura, Vichomer Bimaruba, just like you have a lenient, a smaller shear if it's just a row, and a more chomer shear if it's not a row but it's a whole square. Whole square. Look at the gears of the Marafolda. We add in a line here. So Hachanami, just like you, Rabbanan agree that there's a difference between a row and a square. So too, I think there's a difference between a field and a square. Field more chomer. Hachanami isli kal b'meruba. I have more of a kula by meruba, and verses of a full sada. And therefore, Heichen Ashkechan, Dislo Rabbanan Kal Bishura V'chomer B'ruba. Where did the Rabbanan agree to such a thing? Again, the Rebbe Lazar in our Mishnah is saying, if you just plant a row of vegetables by a tua, you only need six tvachim in between. Because Rebbe Lazar is saying, a row is different than a larger shear. That's more of a Marasayan issue. So again, back to the Gemara. Heichen, we changed that cane to Heichen. Heichen Ashkechan, Dislo Rabbanan Kal Bishura V'chomer B'ruba. Where do we see that? Kahada, like the following brisa. If you want to make a whole row of vegetables in your tvua field, you have to make the makom havdala orech shura. How much is the separation? Orech esra amos umechsa roch av shisha. You have to do 10 by 6, 10 amos by 6 tvachim. That's as much havdala as you need between the yerek betvua, right? Yerek betvua As we saw, you have to have a base rova, which is the 10.2 by 6. And the Marafolda says, but if it would be a maruba, so you need even more. You need a base rova, al base rova. So Belazar is basically saying, according to you, Rabban, and you agree there's different levels of distances between rows and marubas, squares and a large fields. So too, I think there's a difference, and therefore don't tell me that Yarek Betfua would be the regular, just like the same shear, as if you're not just planting some Yarek, but a large field next to the Tfua. No, I think there's a difference between the two. Good. Period. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm a base now. The top. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Eino Zorei Lasocha. Ela Min Echad Bilvad. What's the case? Says the Marafolda. You have a row of vegetables in a Tfua. You have a whole field of grain, and you have one row of vegetables going through. One row of vegetables. So you only could plant one min in that row. De'eno zareabo says the Marafolda ela min echa bilvan. Right? Number one. Why? Because if you have one min, then people could look at that and say it has inherent significance, and therefore it's not kilayim. If it's less than that, it's if it's less than the shear that you have to give, as we'll see, six tvachim, so then it's not going to be significant enough, and it'll just look like kilayim. Amar Reb Zira, Moda Reb Yochanan, Kishahayu Shiva, Reb Yochanan, who requires, though, you to plant in the six tefach area, he agrees, if there was seven, if it's seven tefach wide, Shuzorea tefach mikan v'tefach mikan, if you want to plant two types, you could plant one type on all the way on the east side in one row, and one on the west side, one row, and you have five tfachim in the middle. Teva mikan, o san chamishin, idon lakan lakan. And the five in the middle could be mitzuref to either side, because you have to have, Rabbi Yochanan said, you have to have six tfachim. Plant one type in six tfachim. So here, though, one second, you plant the two types, but they have five tfachim in between them. So you're allowed to view the east one as having six tfachim, because you take that row with the other five, and the west one with five tfachim. Eat the five tfachim, could go lakan lakan, and Rabbi Yochanan would allow that. Would allow that. Rav Chaim Kanievsky here has a picture. If you look at Nos Aleph, he has a picture. As long as you plant one and one, that could be mitzaref with the other five, so it could be called six. Says the Gemara, really? Rabbi Yochanan would only require you to plant one row? From the following, we'll see that's not enough. You have to plant, ironically, you have to plant more. If you have one row, it might look like it's not significant, and therefore it looks like Me'urav. You have to have more. Min ma de'amar. Reb Zeira, from the fact, Reb Zeira just made this comment about Reb Yochanan, right? Reb Yochanan says, one type. That was the first line of the Gemara. Reb Zeira says, he would agree if you plant one here and one there, it could be Masarif for the other five. Really? From the following, though, we're going to see that Reb Yochanan does not hold that. It's not enough to have one row. Bin ma'ad am Reb Zeira. Masiv al Reb Yochanan, from the fact that, from what Reb Zeira, how he understood Reb Yochanan, we're going to have a kasha on Reb Yochanan. Masiv al Reb Yochanan Taman. We're going to have a kasha. Why? Because it says as follows. Nata chatzi shura. If you only planted in three of the six tfachim in the middle, va'amad lo ubikas laskul b'shura cheres, you only planted three, and then you want to go to the other side and plant another three. Rav Chista Amar Aser, Omer Lo Karas Ashura, Omal Es Ashura. No, you can't plant again. You only planted three, half of a row, three tfachim. No, either rip it out or fill it in and finish the six tfachim. Rav Yudan Amar is Pagan, Rav Chia Barbav, Rav Shul Barav Yisla. There's a machlokas. How much has to be Nizra in that area of six? Chad Amar Afilu Shlosh Lotok Shisha. One says three. V'charan Amar Afilu Echad Mikan, V'Echad Mikan, V'Echad Be'emsa. And others say no, even less than that. V'lo Yadin Man Arada Man Arada. And we don't know who says what. Min Man Da Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Chia B'Shem Rav Yochanan. But once Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ubavad shelo yehi sham churva." You can't have anything unplanted there. Rabbi Yochanan said that. Havir Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kudam Rav Yilu echad mikan vechad mikan vechad beemsa. So it must be Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yitzchak holds of the other one that even one is enough. But Rabbi Yochanan, at least what he holds of the other shita, so you need at least three. So how could we say earlier, from Rabbi Zera, you have one is enough on each side, one over here, one over there, and it's been starved with the other five that are empty, right? That doesn't work, right? So we have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. This is not answered, but this is a kasha that we ask under Rabbi Zeira's understanding of of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is allowed to, I mean, we can't have seers in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is a unique shita, unique member of Chazal. We know there are Tanaim and then there are Amoraim, and then there are a couple of border figures. There are a couple of transitionary figures. Rav and Shmuel. Rav was a transitionary figure, and that's why the Gemara says, Rav Tana Upalig. What about Rabbi Yochanan? What about Rabbi Yochanan? So that's a discussion in the end of the Kovet Shirim and Vav Asra. All the way at the end. Tav, Reish, Lamed, Gimel. He asked a fascinating question, and he asked Reb Chaim. The Gemara says, the Rav there, Daf Kuf Ayin, Rav says, I don't hold like either of the two Tanam in whatever the context there is. And the Rashbam says, Rav Tana Upalig. So, what do you mean? So he could argue. He could argue on both Tanam, or he could have a third opinion. But Tosfos and Ksubas says that Rabbi Yochanan argues on that principle. So, and we pass in Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't say Rav Tanu Upalik. And therefore, how can we pass in like Rav against the other Tanoim? That's the kasha that Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Chaim. And that's where Rabbi Chaim answered him, and this was the basis of a shiur that we've had in the past, that really fundamentally to Amoraim are allowed to argue on Tanoim, but they wouldn't. Not that they couldn't, but they wouldn't. Based on a Kesef Mishnah in the second Berak of Mamrim, the Chazon Ish can't believe that that's true. No, it means that they wouldn't, because they knew they would never get to the MS. And therefore, basically, they took it upon themselves not to. Okay, big discussion. But Rabbi Yochanan is in that world of early Amoraim on the border. But here we end up with a problem with Rabbi Yochanan Shita, according to the way that Reb Ze'ira understood him in the first place. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we'll pick up with the next line next time.